Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number's forecast for December 2023. So we are inching quite quickly towards the new year of 2024. And so I do have those forecasts up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each life path number. If you haven't checked yours out, be sure to do so. This is also a great time to take a look at your own personal numerology in a year ahead forecast or your diamond report. If you'd like to take a look at that or dive a little bit deeper, then book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Life path number four. So December is bringing forth the energy of the five, as well as we are going to be working with snow leopard energy. So this is actually really big energy this month. Also a little bit of sort of interesting dynamics. So let's talk about it. So the five energy is sort of the polar opposite of the four energy. And so it's this big, fast moving, you know, evolutionary type of energy that wants to experience a lot of freedom. It's going to think outside the box. It's going to be more unconventional, more progressive, definitely a bit more scattered and sort of less refined than what the four energy can be sometimes. And so that can create some uncomfortable dynamics where, you know, we're sort of being pushed to think outside of our comfort zone, to be less rigid, to take risks, to be a little bit more spontaneous, right? To entertain new ways of doing things, to try new things, to explore, to, again, experience life with all of our senses. So it would be really easy to sort of go overboard with this five energy, especially for a four, because the four energy is so, can be very slow moving. It can feel like things are progressing at sort of a very slow pace. So when the five energy comes in, there can be a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, a lot of transformations, and sort of those lightning bolt aha moments that, oh, this isn't working or this is working. And so how do I, you know, make modifications or adjustments based on that awareness, that new awakening, whatever the case may be. So there can be big new insights that come in for you in December. And with those insights, you know, it's kind of like once you know, you can't not know. And so what are you going to do with this new information? So a lot of times it can be transformative in that aspect where you gain insight. And then from that insight, you make modifications or changes that can change your experience. So I do think that there's the potential for a lot of new opportunities, a lot of new insights, a lot of unexpected clarification or clarity to come in December. And then from that, you'll be asked to make some kind of a decision to do something. And in order to do that, to make that decision and to feel good about it, because sometimes with the four energy, we can be very loyal. We can be very committed to something, and something can be staring us in the face that's saying, okay, it's time to go in this direction. But we're so set in our ways of moving in this particular other direction that we're not quick to make adjustments or shifts, unless we have a lot of fives in our chart, right? But if our life path is four, a lot of times it can be easy to get overly committed to something. And then it's hard to shift gears. And part of the journey is knowing when to shift gears. And the five really helps us to be able to do that. So I do think that it's going to be important to check in with yourself and, you know, if you're being called to make some adjustments or some shifts, don't get too caught up on or hung up on the fact that, oh, I've invested all this time and energy and resources into, you know, this one thing, but now I'm being pushed in a different direction. What do I do? Check in with yourself. Is your heart in whatever it is that you've been invested in? Or is your heart no longer in it and it's no longer serving you or the others involved? And is it time to change gears? If it's time to change gears, this five is going to make it so uncomfortable that to stay in the same direction becomes almost impossible. So there can be a lot of shifts. But it's interesting because we do have snow leopard energy that we're working with. And snow leopard energy is very much about, you know, it's a very solitary animal. And so there is a lot about going within with this energy, really checking in with self for sure. So kind of like hermit energy in tarot. So I do think that whatever presents itself to you in December, that's going to require you to make some adjustments or modifications, it is critical that you check in with yourself, that you come into your heart center, because you know what to do. Your soul knows what to do. It's just convincing the ego. And will those changes be uncomfortable? Possibly. But will they be the most serving to your highest good and the highest good of others? Absolutely. So definitely as changes or shifts or opportunities present themselves this month and where you have to make some kind of big decisions or little decisions, definitely check in with yourself. Just give yourself the time to evaluate how you feel about it, truly, truly, truly how you feel about it. And that will help you to make your decision. Because again, with five energy, it's going to bring some kind of awareness. It's going to bring some kind of clarity. And then it's really hard to stay stuck in the same routine when we have new insights about doing something differently that's more aligned. You know, by then it becomes a choice to continue to do something that's not beneficial, as opposed to shifting gears, being uncomfortable for a period of time, and moving into something that's much more aligned. So big energy coming in this month, fours, and this can be around relationships, career, you know, belief systems, you name it. But again, it's going to be about what you do with it that makes the difference. But what I will say about five energy is you can fight it all you want, but it's really a lot of times very like non-negotiable energy when it comes in as a cycle. And so it's sort of like tower energy at times where it's sort of like divine intervention. It's going to come in and it's your soul saying, we need to move and we need to move in a different direction. So buckle up because here we go type thing. And so again, we can either fight it and be uncomfortable or move with it, be adaptable and, you know, figure it out as we go. So, and be much more comfortable in the process. So I hope it is a fantastic December for you all. Take care, fours. Bye for now.